A thunder day. Cardiologist Nazi Al-Adem is elated with the outcome of his visit to the Vatican, a sentiment echoed by all the parents of the victims of the August 4, 2020, Beirut port explosion. On August 26, Pope Francis and Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican's Secretary of State, held a lengthy meeting with them. Fueled by a resolve to combat impunity, the delegation was heartened by the Vatican's promise to leverage its influence to reveal the truth and ensure justice for the victims. 20 people were received by the Pope in the Consistory Hall, coming from various Lebanese social backgrounds. Among them were key representatives of the victims' families, such as lawyer Cecile Rukaz and the courageous William Noun. Cardiologist Nazi Al-Adem, who has been heartbroken since losing his daughter Crystal in the tragedy, spoke on their behalf, vividly describing the severe physical damage caused by the ammonium nitrate explosion, which had been anonymously stored and without adequate safety measures. He said, "On the night of August 4, Picasso's Guernica, a stark depiction of the horrors of Nazi bombings, became a reality," editor's note. Victims with shattered skulls, dying from brain hemorrhages, others with crushed chests, succumbing to thoracic hemorrhages, people with severed carotid arteries from glass shards, firefighters and rescuers disintegrated by the blast, leaving only fragments to be buried, with dignity, unidentified decapitated bodies, thousands wounded or disabled, tens of thousands left homeless, and victims of all ages, traumatized for life. To a Nazi officer who, at an exhibition, admired his mural and asked the painter, "Did you paint this?" Picasso sharply replied, "No, it was you." This has been our response to our leaders, who continue to deny their responsibility for this crime by concealing the whole truth, determined to turn a country of saints into a country of murderers and transform Lebanon from a land of values into a land of thieves. In the meeting room were Paul and Tracy Najjar, the parents of three-year-old Alexandra who was mentioned by the Pope in his speech, "With you, I remember all those whose lives were taken by this tragic explosion. The Heavenly Father knows each face, they stand before Him. I think of little Alexandra. From heaven, they see your suffering and pray for it to be eased." Al-Adem emphasizes to this is Beirut that he is here not only for himself, but also on behalf of those who couldn't attend due to financial constraints and those who were intimidated into silence. He points out that among them is Ajwad Chaya, a Druze whose son Jawad was killed in the explosion, along with three representatives from the Armenian community. The practitioner notes that among the 245 victims of the tragedy, a number that remains provisional, as some severely injured individuals continue to suffer in hospitals or at home, at least 50 are foreign nationals. Their governments are closely monitoring the investigation and taking necessary steps to ensure that the truth is revealed and that those responsible are held accountable, he said. Al-Adem will hand over albums documenting the tragedy to the Pope and Cardinal Parolin, particularly Belinda Ibrahim's Beirut Mon Amour, Beirut, My Love. Francis, with you, I seek truth and justice. It is with deep emotion that I meet you, said the Pope while welcoming them. I have fervently prayed for you and your loved ones, and I continue to do so, sharing in your tears. Today, I thank God for the chance to meet you and convey my support in person. With you, I call for the truth and justice that have not yet been achieved, for years have passed, and the Lebanese people, especially you, deserve words and actions that demonstrate responsibility and transparency. The Pope was also expected to express his profound sorrow over the ongoing war in the region. Every war leaves the world in a worse state than it was before. War is always a failure of politics, a failure of humanity, a disgraceful capitulation, and a defeat in the face of evil. The Pope also affirmed, "Lebanon must remain a project of peace. It is meant to be a land where diverse communities coexist, prioritizing the common good over individual gains, and where different religions and faiths come together in brotherhood. A few minutes with each one." The Pope was expected to surprise his guests by shaking hands with them and spending a few minutes with everyone individually. Afterwards, they would attend a mass celebrated by Cardinal Pietro Parolin in the Paulina Chapel, with Lebanese priest Victor Asuad, former Jesuit provincial for the Middle East, concelebrating. A delegation from the Vatican Fire Brigade would also be present to honor the Lebanese firefighters who lost their lives in the tragedy. The Cardinal reminded everyone that he had been sent by the Pope on September 3, 2020, and had been able to see the huge suffering of the Lebanese people in their facial expression. This explosion not only shattered the hopes of many but also deepened the crisis in a country whose economy had already been struggling for years, he emphasized. But you are not on your own. Lebanon is not on its own, he exclaimed. The Pope and the Holy See stand with you in demanding clarity on the events of August 4, 2020, at the port of Beirut, that the truth be uncovered and justice served. I urge everyone who can make a difference to ensure this call is heard. Following the divine service, a lengthy meeting with Cardinal Parolin took place, where attendees had the opportunity to speak, bringing attention to the legal and illegal obstacles hindering Judge Tariq Baitar's investigation. According to reliable sources, it is emphasized that the assurances and comfort expressed yesterday will be translated into tangible actions, and that the efforts of the victims' families will receive the acknowledgement they deserve from international institutions.